It was a scene of chaos on Jerusalem's busy Menachem Begin Highway in the moments after police say the Palestinian driver of a large construction vehicle smashed the front-end loader into a police car and a bus. An Israeli cab driver tells Israel Radio he pulled a gun and opened fire on the Palestinian. He says he saw a terrorist act and saw the police car fly into the air. He says he got out of his car with his gun. He says he fired four shots and killed the man. Then he says the policeman came and, in his words, finished the man off. Police and hospital officials say the man died from his wounds. The police officers inside the car sustained minor injuries. Police say they found a copy of the Muslim holy book, the Quran, open in the vehicle, something Israeli authorities in the past have associated with attacks by Muslim extremists. No one has claimed responsibility for the crash. Officials are probing the circumstances surrounding the incident, but Israeli authorities quickly labeled it an act of terrorism. Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barkat went on television shortly after and called it an attack to murder innocent people. He said he wants the authorities to take the harshest measures allowed by law against the attackers and those who helped them. He said he would push for the home of the attacker to be demolished immediately, a response Israeli authorities commonly give after terrorist attacks. It was the third incident in 8 months involving a Palestinian construction worker in Israel. Tensions remain high due to Israel's plans to demolish scores of Arab homes built without permits in East Jerusalem to make way for an archaeological zone. 80 kilometers away from Jerusalem in the Gaza Strip, a new round of Israeli airstrikes killed at least two Palestinians. Israeli officials say those killed were members of the militant Islamic Jihad group who had fired an anti-tank missile across the border at Israeli soldiers. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.